You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
When we look at where these two teams finished and the recent form, it's I think it's probably fair to say that, and we've spoken about this before, that Preston will still probably be kicking themselves a little bit for not going up automatically. There's just that one defeat for a long, long time. Ironic that it cost them. But they look to have had the metal back. They look like they've got it between the eyes, where they think that they can actually get through anyway, that they're not going to let this second time slip. Swindon's form did drop off towards the end of the season, Jason. They finished fourth, of course, 10 points behind Preston. I suppose there's seldom justice in the playoffs, but if there is any justice, then Preston should go up, having been the best team apart from the two who did get automatic.
Yes, certainly. I think if you're picking someone on sentiment over the course of the season, you'd have to be Preston, and they were very impressive in that victory over Chesterfield, a 1-0 win at Chesterfield with Jermaine Beckford scoring, and then to get to the home leg and really take Chesterfield apart, winning 3-0 was quite something to watch. And really, it's just whether they turn up on the day, really. You did mention that one blip there on the final day of the season, and it's added a few more weeks. But when they met Swindon the game before that on late April, and they battered them 3-0, and this Swindon did look a different team, I'll admit, in that playoffs. I thought Sheffield United were going to get through that tie, but then we had that 2-1 win for Swindon at Sheffield United for a late goal from Nathan Byrne, and then that crazy 5-all game, which really, I don't know how much you can take out of that game other than just what a match it was to sit and watch. I just don't think Swindon are perhaps the side that are going to be able to get past Preston, who just look, as you say, they're focused. They want to get over the line. They've messed it up once. They're not going to mess it up again. And when you look at the history books, everything says perhaps it shouldn't be Preston. I think I mentioned this in the semi-finals. They've had now the record most participations in the playoffs. This is their 10th time. But they've got the unwanted record of never being successful. They've, in all 9 efforts to date, they've never won the playoffs. So really, can they break that duck here? I think so. And Swindon have only won the playoffs once, and that came when they beat Sunderland in the old second division back in, I think it was in the late 80s, but they're actually unable to join the top tier after failing some financial stipulations that have been set at the time. So neither side has the best of history in the playoffs, but I think Preston here are the team to be looking at if you're backing a winner. And when they've notched up 23 wins to nil this season, including both their semi-final results and the meeting at Swindon just a month ago, Swindon's last 5 defeats all been to nil. Straight up statistics are telling you Preston to win to nil at 5-2 is quite a good bet. But for me, I just think with the nature of a playoff final, you've got, if say Preston are 2-0 up late on, Swindon are going to be throwing everything at them to try and get a goal, and they have every chance of getting it, really. And also, honestly, Preston could go down the other end and get a third like they did against Chesterfield. So if you're looking there, over 2.5 is a possible market. But for me, the standout bet here is definitely the race to 2 goals. Preston are priced up here at 29-20. They've landed this bet in 5 of their last 7 regular season games, and of course in the playoff semi-final second leg against Chesterfield. They may well have to score more than once in this match, I feel, because Swindon have been finding the net quite a lot recently. But with Jermaine Beckford and Joe Garner both in great form, they'll almost certainly do that. And I've mentioned Jermaine Beckford. If you want a goal scorer in this, we haven't got any headline offers just yet on this game being on Sunday night, but I assume it'll be Joe Garner and Andy Williams. So Jermaine Beckford to score anytime 29-20, 5-1 to score first, or 12-5 anytime Wincast would be the way I see this one. He just seems to pop up with the big goals in the big matches, and comes in here great form. He scored 3 goals over the 2 games against Chesterfield, as well as scoring in 4 of Preston's last 6 regular season games. So currently 17 goals this season for Beckford, and he could well add to that. But as I say, best bet in this one, race to 2 goals and Preston.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.